science and technology.
Creutzfeldt Jakob disease, breaking down the barrier. A glimmer of hope for a drug that treats disease caused by prions.
The epidemic of mad cow disease in people that some forecast in the 1990s has not, fortunately, come to pass. But Creutzfeldt-Jakob disease, CJD, to give it its proper name, is still a nasty illness that humanity would be better off without. It is also a strange illness. CJD and a handful of similar neurological conditions are caused by the misfolding of a particular protein that is found in the membranes of certain nerve cells. The strangeness is that the misfolded protein, known as a prion, somehow catalyzes other molecules of the protein to misfold in the same way. The result is a chain reaction in which more and more protein ends up as prions. Nerve cells containing the prions stop working. The sufferer endures memory loss, personality changes, and spontaneous jerky bodily movements. Eventually, the disease kills him. A drug to treat CJD would therefore be welcome, and chemicals that seem either to prevent the misfolding or to help the body clear away misfolded molecules do indeed exist. The problem is turning at least one of those chemicals into an effective medicine. Adam Renslow of the University of California, San Francisco, and his colleagues, who include Stanley Prusiner, the Nobel laureate who discovered prions, have been trying to do so. The chemicals they have lighted on are called aminothiazoles. These are quite effective in reducing the prion levels of cultured nerve cells. Testing aminothiazoles in petri dishes is, however, rather different from testing them on living animals. A natural barrier exists between the bloodstream and the brain to protect it from harmful chemicals. This barrier interprets many putative drugs, including aminothiazoles, as harmful and thus keeps them out. And if a molecule cannot cross the barrier, it will not make an effective neurological treatment. Dr. Renslow and his colleagues have therefore been analysing and modifying the chemical structure of aminothiazoles to see if this can enable them to cross the blood-brain barrier. As they report in the Journal of Medicinal Chemistry, they think they have now pulled off the trick. They did it by removing groups of atoms called hydrogen bond donors from the original molecules and adding a ring of carbon and hydrogen atoms. That made the aminothiazoles look more like cholesterol, which, despite its malign everyday reputation, is an important component of brains and routinely crosses the blood-brain barrier. It worked. When Dr. Renslow fed mice a diet containing the improved aminothiazoles, he found that the most promising of them accumulated in the brain in concentrations nearly 25 times higher than those required to clear prions from cultured cells. The molecular changes did not, though, seem to change the aminothiazoles' prion-killing attributes. When tested in petri dishes, the new molecules were as good as their precursors. More importantly, preliminary results suggest they are effective at extending the lives of prion-infected mice. Such mice lived for 100 days longer when treated with the new molecules than they did when untreated. That is a significant fraction of the 2 to 3 years a healthy laboratory mouse might be expected to survive if it is not experimented on. Trials in mice are, of course, just the beginning. But breaching the blood-brain barrier in this way is a crucial step, and one that might be generalized to potential treatments for other brain diseases, Alzheimer's, for example. If that came to pass, this small step on the journey of drug discovery might come to be seen, in retrospect, as a giant leap.